Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now from the Wisconsin State Journal, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Tom Oates. Oatsy, how you been, pal?
Real good. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. I guess just kind of waiting for things to culminate. We've got things out in Madison. Let's start there with Quintez Cephas being readmitted to the team and, obviously the not guilty verdict and then getting reinstated back into Wisconsin. So everybody's worried about when he is going to play. Do you get the sense that he's going to be available in the first couple of games, or do you think this is going to, first of all, I think it's good for the offense, but do you think he's going to be available in, say, three games down the road, or when?
Well, I think he had been in the program. It's not like he had to learn a new offense. Nothing's changed. And it sounds like he's kept himself in great shape and everything like that. I think a much bigger question is will he be eligible to play academically? I'm not sure what he did second semester last year, I'm not really privy to his academic record. How far was he ahead of pace so that he could take a semester off and still be eligible? Or did he take some classes at some other school last year, second semester? I just have no idea what that entails. They've kind of cryptically said he's not clear or his eligibility is in question with the NCAA. If he's not, I would suggest the NCAA might do the right thing and make him immediately eligible since he was indeed cleared of all charges.
So give me your thoughts on this season. And some people say it's probably fair to say maybe an 8-win season. I know you don't get into the predictions a ton, but they got a pretty tough schedule. They've got some new players. Obviously, the quarterback situation, I think it's getting at least a little bit clearer. But a lot of what ifs, I guess, with this team this year, correct?
Yeah, there's what ifs. There's been a huge changeover in personnel from the 2017 team. There's like 15 guys from that 2017 team in NFL camps right now. There's been a huge turnover. But it's a good solid program that recruits not at the level of Michigan and Ohio State certainly, but at a decent level, and it's a great developmental program. None of that's changed. So I think there's players here. I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to be a better team than they were last year, but I'm not sure it's going to be reflected in the record because they have a really, really tough schedule.
Yeah, we kind of went through that the other day, and I thought eight wins, nine if you're lucky, and then the possibility of, say, an Outback Bowl or something like that probably wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. They get ranked 19th. Do you think that's too high?
Well, I think it's a sign of respect for Wisconsin as a program. That they can come off a down year and still be ranked. I think 20 years ago, if they were coming off a down year, they wouldn't have gotten even a sniff of a boat or anything. So I think it's a sign of respect that there's been a good program that's developed here. It's, one of, I don't know, I think they've had, last 10 years, 106 wins, or I don't even know. But that probably ranks fifth, sixth, seventh in the country. I mean, that's, we don't necessarily seem to think that way around here, but it's been a pretty elite level program. Not saying it's a Clemson or an Alabama, or anything like that, but it's been a pretty high level program, and I think that ranking certainly reflects that. Now, I do think they're going to be a better team. I've liked Jack Cohn since the first time I saw him. I thought he had potential. I thought he came from a very small school out on Long Island, not a football school, not a football conference. And I thought I saw good feet, good quick arm action, a lot of that stuff. But a kid who probably had a long way to go. And And I was never one who thought Graham Mertz was going to walk in here and start right away. I thought Paul Chryst would opt for experience, which Jack Cohn has, and I think Jack Cohn has a chance to be a pretty decent quarterback.
The one thing nobody talks about, you talk about kicker, you talk about the replacement of Gaglianone. How big of a change is that going to be? He didn't have a great season, his typical season last year. It's a little bit of a down year, but how much different is it going to be this year?
He was not dependable last year, and I hate to run the kid down. He's a great kid, and just a delight to be around, and he had a terrific career at Wisconsin, but he did not end on a good note. And, you know, sometimes when you're replacing really good players, at any level, you go on their reputation as opposed to how they performed. Well, I think it's conceivable they could have been improved at kicker this year without him. And I wouldn't have said that prior to last season because I thought he was a really reliable kicker. But he just didn't have a very good year, and he failed several times in the clutch, or their season might have been a little different last year. So I as big a shoes as those are to fill, I'm not sure they're quite as big as we think they are because of the season he had last year.
By the way, we're talking with Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal. I want to go up to Green Bay real quick. Give me your thoughts on everybody's paying attention to the dynamic of Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur. I think it's been overdone. I think it's been overspoken. I'm more concerned about the fact that the offense is being beaten by the defense. They're still installing stuff. Guys still really aren't quite sure where they're supposed to be at certain times. I know Matt LaFleur likes to be a hands-on guy, and I know the leg, the Achilles, has kind of been a little bit inhibitive for him. But overall, how do you think camp has gone?
Well, I think there have been a few tackling issues, but other than that, I think you have to be impressed with what they've done on defense, both personnel-wise and now in the second year under Mike Pettine, just the versatility that they have on defense and the flexibility to do all kinds of different things with the personnel additions. I think you have to be impressed with the defense overall in this camp. The offense, I think people expected it would be a work in progress, that it wouldn't be snapping your fingers and, you know, have instant understanding of the offense and have everything be smooth. But it's to the point now where I think you need to start worrying because it just hasn't seemed to come together in any way, shape, or form, and not sure how they're going to get there. The Oilers, or the Texans, excuse me, have come and gone. The exhibition games are being used for evaluation, not of starting players, but of the rest of the roster. I'm not really sure exactly where they're going to make up that ground here a couple of weeks before the regular season starts. So I think it's at a pretty critical stage right here, and there's a lot of angst, and I think at this point there should be some angst because it just hasn't clicked in any way that anyone has seen.
I watched the other night. I was really anticipating a different year from Jimmy Graham, and what I saw out of Jimmy Graham the other night, that dude is slow. His better years are far in the rearview mirror, in my opinion. Do you think he's going to be a positive offensively for this team at all?
No, I think he can be a positive. I don't think he's ever going to be a difference maker. He wasn't a horrible player last year. He just wasn't Jimmy Graham, and he'll never be Jimmy Graham. I don't think they're in a position where they can run off a player like that. I guess it's possible if they really like the young guys, but maybe if Sternberger was in his second year, that Jimmy Graham might be expendable. But I don't really see that happening. And I don't know that he's ever, like I said, I don't think he's ever going to be a great player again. But he certainly can be a helpful player, and he's a veteran. And I do think LaFleur is going to use the tight ends, and McCarthy paid that a lot of lip service, but it never really happened very much during the season. So I think LaFleur will use the tight ends more. So I think he's certainly a serviceable player at this point. Probably not worth the dollars he's making, but still a serviceable player.
Talking with Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal. Before I let you go, defensively speaking, I don't know what to make of it. I think maybe Kenny Clark can be that type of a pro bowler. I don't know other pro bowlers that would be on this defense, but I think for the first time in a while, it's at least formidable. I'm not going to say it's good or it's top 10 because some people are predicting that. I just don't believe that yet. It's more like show it to me before I want to believe it. But do you think this is going to be a lot better, a little better? I mean, I still don't know how this is all going to come together. I do know they have some talent, though.
They have talent. I think Jair Alexander's a budding pro bowler. I certainly think Kenny Clark is bordering on an elite NFL defensive lineman at a really critical position. I think that Darius Smith is going to have a really good year under Mike Patton. I think Mike Patton will use him really well. And from what I've seen of Darnell Savage, I think he's a future star. I think he's a really smart player, and really what I saw on the practice field a couple times were plays that I haven't seen made since Nick Collins was around, and just having that kind of physical ability. So I certainly think there was a nice influx of talent. Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, those are veteran guys who have started in the league, who have performed at a high level in the league, who have won in the league. I don't see how you go wrong by adding guys like that onto the field. So I'm a little skeptical on Rashawn Gary. Have been, you know, I saw him play in college. But I certainly think if they can get inside that head and turn all that athletic ability into a great football player, which is, I think is possible, they're going to have something. I'm not sure it's going to be this year. But I just think there's a lot more talent to work with on defense. And, you know, people have forgotten about Josh Jackson because he hasn't practiced. But he's a second-round draft pick who was a terrific player at Iowa, and I haven't given up on that guy either. So I do think there's some talent. It would certainly be nice if Kenny King could get healthy. Kevin King.
Yeah.
It would certainly be nice because I think he's another guy who has big-time talent. Now, we certainly haven't seen it because of injuries, but if they could get 16 starts out of him, you'd have to really like their corners because I think the guy's got talent. So I guess there's a lot of talent there, and it's the second year in Mike Patton's system, and I expect a significant jump. I don't know if it's top 5 or 10 or whatever, but I certainly expect a significant jump.
I'm hoping so. Tom, it's always good to talk to you and pick your brain. I certainly appreciate it, okay?
All right, Bill, anytime.
All right, buddy, talk to you soon. There you go, Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it on. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.